Hey, I had a really great time. I would love to do that again. So, give me a call back. You never did call me to let me know you got in safely. So, I was just checking on you. All right, call me back. Okay, I'm very confused. We went out, we had a good time. At least I thought we had a good time, and now you dodging me. You're not answering my calls. That's real crazy to me. Call me back. Call me back. Call me back. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Save the Date podcast. This is the Healthy Dating Preservation podcast for millennials and whoever else might need it. Of course, we are your hosts, Imani.
And Candace.
What's up, everybody?
Hi.
We're back. I'm tired. I'm sorry. I just
Yeah.
had to say that out loud. I feel very like sluggish.
Me too. So hopefully we can entertain y'all for the next, like, I don't even know if it's gonna be an hour, the next like 45 minutes, you know? We're gonna give y'all
I think we
something.
can. I think we can. I think we're generally just entertaining people,
I
to be
know, which is pretty
honest.
cool. I had somebody tell me like that they really just love our chemistry. People, even 3 years in, which is crazy to say that we're three. Are we 3 years? We are 3 years in. Even 3 years in, some people still don't realize that we don't record together.
I know. Isn't that crazy
It's
that we're
funny.
not in the same room?
Y'all are lucky we're not in the same room because it would be a whole fool. I was
We would
watching.
never get through anything if we were in the same
I was watching something and these people were just like dying laughing. I was like, that's literally me and Iman. I think that's me. I think we just attract people who have personalities like that. Because I
Yes.
feel like at like when you had your sleepover for your birthday, that was just like the whole party. Like,
That was
be
the
weak.
entire point. That was the whole point of me having anything, was that I just wanted to laugh all night, and that's all we did, was be
Yes.
weak all night.
Yes. Oh, so hi guys, we hope you guys laugh. I do
Now
have
we'd have said all that. What if this
right.
was boring? It ain't funny.
Listen, I'm gonna have a good time regardless, okay? I just came here to dance for y'all, so whatever. Okay, so this pickup line is really corny. I'm gonna tell y'all now, but okay. Was your father a thief? I said, was your father a thief? Because someone stole the stars from the sky and put them in your eyes.
Oh, that did not go where I thought it was gonna go, but that was very elaborate. I like
Where
it.
you think it was gonna go, Imani?
I thought he was just gonna be like, 'cause you stole my heart or something. He like, you just stole
I
the
know
solar system and put him in
star,
your eye. Like,
sun, and
what?
moon. For some reason, it made me think of Mr. Big.
What?
When R. Kelly cheated on Kelly Price on the song, and he
Oh
said
my
that.
God.
What he say? You may have been the moon to her, but to me she's the star.
Girl.
I was doing karaoke the other
And now
night,
he's in prison.
girl. I was doing karaoke the other night, so I was just like presenting all these times that R. Kelly should have stopped playing with Mr. Biggs because he got beat up really bad in Down Low. So how do you end up cheating on his goddaughter and getting caught in his house with a lady and busted?
And now he in prison getting beat up.
How you didn't learn
He
your
just lived a rough
lesson?
life.
Down Low was in the 90s. And then I listen, okay, I had a little bit of adult juice. So I also had to present the fact to my mama that I was like, you wanna know what's crazy? I should not even miss R. Kelly's music because I shouldn't know it. Because he's been a piece of crap.
We should know it.
He
We should
should
have
have
never
never
been able to
still
listen
been
to
famous
it.
by the time we were old enough
No,
to.
like there's no reason he had a career that led into my adulthood.
Because
Like
he shouldn't have
what?
been canceled so long ago.
So
So I'm
long ago. That's
angry
really
with
ridiculous.
all of the adults in the 90s that did not cancel him.
As soon as he was trying to shack up with Aaliyah, he should have been out
Should have
of
been
there.
it then. I don't care.
Before that too, but that's his most public offense.
Right.
Like, I don't understand why a 14-year-old child, 15-year-old child,
Was with that grown
and
man.
this grown man didn't alarm people enough for us to be like, oh my, that is disgusting, and just get him out of there. Like,
Right.
I don't get it.
But y'all
I
don't
would
let
never
that man
understand.
give us all these barbecue songs and damn stepping in the name of love and crap. Like y'all let him come give us all that music that you gotta accidentally stop yourself from singing. Now, if you had to just did what you're supposed to do in the 90s, I wouldn't even know it. You know how much music I had to delete off my phone?
What's crazy is I never had any of his music downloaded. I knew so much R. Kelly music, never had any of it.
Well, the music I had to download was stuff he wrote and produced, was the stuff that he was behind.
Yeah, okay, true.
The songs that he created for artists sound like him. So then you're sitting there like, oh, damn. And then I did really love that song with him and Sparkles, so.
Yeah, I did too. But I, you know, I didn't ever have any of his albums or anything. But, you know, I did, you know, he did a lot for, like, B2K.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about
those songs. Whole first album. So, mm-hmm.
And but I have physical copies of those, so I just don't play them no more.
Yeah. And, well, and I will say, I haven't had an R. Kelly album or anything like that in a long time. I honestly think the only R. Kelly CD I ever owned was Chocolate Factory. Which I still shouldn't
even
listen to.
I was about to say, when were you, like, 15? Why did you have that album?
My I was seven. No, I had to be, like,
oh,
8 or 9.
God. Wait a minute. Chocolate Factory. Yeah,
I was, like, 8 or 9. And actually, I think it might have been my mama's CD, but somehow, at the time, I had learned how to download it onto my Xbox. That was the only album I had on my Xbox,
Candace,
so I knew every song because I played it all the time. Because it was the only thing on my Xbox. So I'm playing games and Feeling on Your Booty is playing.
A whooping is what you needed. A good old fashioned one. That's a mess. He needed a whooping too.
He needed
a long
beating.
Time ago.
Okay. He needed a beating, a hug, a therapist, anything but them girls. Okay.
For real. Well, anyway, enough about that demon.
That demon fighting demon.
No, for real. Let us move on to this week's topic, which is an interesting topic, and I think it's notable because a lot of people talk about this, I think, whether they talk about it directly or talk around the topic, but we're going to talk about dating and relationships and how it's possible to be good at one and bad at the other.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which is nuts to me.
It is really crazy. And I actually found some pretty good resources about it. So let's start with some questions, obviously, well, let's enter our digging the scene segment, right? Okay, so let's start with some questions. What does it mean to you to be good at dating?
To me, being good at dating is... And now that I think about it, well, not clearly, I'm not that great about
it. Wait. Okay. Let's distinguish first. I'm sorry. Let's distinguish first. We're talking about the difference between dating and relationships. So dating is like the casual process of getting to know people, mm-hmm. other people, for the potential of building a romantic relationship with them. Being good or bad at relationships is... Well, the distinction we're making here is like a committed, mm-hmm. yes, a committed relationship, and what will make you good or bad at either one of these, dating, casual dating or committed relationship. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so being good at dating for me is one, I think a big part of that is just being able to enjoy the fact that it's casual. That's being good at dating for me, and also being open to creating new experiences with new people. Accepting the fact that you can have different experiences with multiple people. I don't always think I'm the best dater just because I am always very weird about if I'm in a space where I want to date or not. And that has more to do with the thought process of getting to know somebody new sometimes is really exhausting to me. And I think especially like being freshly out of a relationship is really exhausting right now. Because it's like, okay, you got to do the whole, like, if you like them, you know, y'all spend time together. Or if you don't, but you just open to getting to know them and, like, they're trying to pursue something. So I think being good at dating is not feeling like that. It's enjoying, like, I get to go hang out. And then it's also being good at dating is, again, like, respecting that it's casual. That, like, this isn't somebody who you have to marry tomorrow. You are, like, casually dating. Getting to know somebody, taking the time to do that without setting these expectations of a commitment. That's what I think being good at dating means.
I would not even add much to that. I mean, I totally agree. I think that being good at dating is just being open to the possibility mm-hmm. of anything happening. That also means the possibility of things not going well.
Mm-hmm.
But to be you know, I go in with the thought that I want to have fun, but I'm open to the possibility that
it might not be fun,
and this person just isn't for me, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, it has to be okay that things don't work out, in my opinion, for you to be good at dating.
Right.
Like, you have to, you cannot crumble every time things don't work out with somebody because you went on 6 dates with them or you hung out with them for a little bit or whatever. Like you said, it has to be done with the mindset that it's casual until it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And so being bad at dating would be the opposite of that. Somebody who is always rushing to commitment, placing unrealistic expectations on people they barely know.
And on their time, my God.
Yes. And, like, I also think people who are waiting for the other person to make the date fun are not good at dating.
Yeah.
Because
you have to make a conscious decision that you're about to go out and enjoy yourself.
Yes. If you don't think you're going to enjoy yourself, do not go on the date.
Mm-hmm.
Like, only go on dates that you want to go on. Like, people think you're going to miss out on something if you don't go on every date somebody asks you on. I don't know. I don't necessarily believe you miss anything that's meant for you, but if you don't want to go on the date, not like you just kind of are feeling a little nervous about it. I mean, like, if you think of this person, you literally do not want to spend time with them for real. Do not go. Like, just say, don't waste their time and don't waste yours. Because if you're going on a date waiting for the other person to wow you and, you know, put on a show for you, that's not fun.
Or to, like, change your mind, if you're waiting on them to change your mind about them, like,
yeah,
you probably are not. Like, I literally, like I said a couple of weeks ago, like, just had to be like, I'm so sorry, I'm not gonna be any fun. Like, and it's because, like, yeah, I'm just not interested in getting to know them in that way. So yeah, like, I don't want to go and, like, hope that it's going to be a good time if it's with somebody that I know I really don't want to spend time with. I think you got to be okay with just saying no.
Short of it. Like, yes. Men too. Like, mm-hmm, if you don't want to date somebody, don't. Like, don't take her out on a date. Don't waste her time. If you think that she is a certain particular type of woman, don't take her out on a date just so you can see if you can change her. Like, if that type of woman is a woman that you don't like or whatever. Like, just don't go on the date with her. Right. Leave her alone. Go with somebody else that you think you would enjoy.
And if you can't respect those different things that we just gave you, you're probably bad at dating. And you probably wasted your time and other people's.
So here are two cool articles, I think, about being good or bad at dating. This one is 7 signs that you are good at dating.
Okay.
And I think these are pretty basic signs. One is that you're independent. And it says codependency is almost never healthy in a relationship. It might sound cliche, but the adage that you have to be happy with yourself before you can be happy with someone else is really true. That leans more toward the relationship side, but it's very true about dating too. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for someone else to fulfill you in the dating process, you are doing the wrong thing. Like, you really need to be kind of in a space where, like we were saying, like, where you're open to having a good time, getting to know somebody, presenting yourself and putting your best foot forward. Like, that's good dating.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in an independent space where I don't need for this to go well, like, I'm not desperate, I'm not gonna die,
right?
Like, I'm not looking to have a life partner like right this second. Maybe that's what you're looking for, but if this date doesn't end that way, it's okay because I'm enjoying life still. I think you're doing a good job of dating. 2 is you're straightforward. There are all kinds of dating styles. Some people prefer to keep it casual. Some are into monogamy. Some polyamory. There's no one correct way to conduct your romantic affairs. The only thing that really matters is that you're upfront from day one about what you want from your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a good dater, I tell you. Somebody that can tell me upfront what it is that they're looking for, or even say, this is what I'm going into it for, but I'm open to something else too. Like, just tell me.
Right.
Just tell me. Don't play with me. I don't like that. 3, you value communication. That one kind of speaks for itself. You know, you want to go on the dates. You want to be honest. You want to share things about yourself. And you want to listen.
Yes.
Listening is very good communication as well.
That's very good dating. Because when you just talk about yourself, it's not a good date. I promise.
And it is not a good date. Don't nobody want to sit on a date and hear your life story from the time you, your earliest memory at 3 to yesterday. Like, please get somebody please else a chance to talk. 4, you're non-judgmental. I think this one is a really, really good one. Because we think about judging people in a way that is like, obviously, if I'm going on a date with this person, I'm not judging them. Mm-hmm. But that's not necessarily true.
Right.
Whether you're trying to build a relationship with this person, like a committed relationship with this person or not, it's important that they feel safe around you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because you're taking up some of their time. So if I'm on a date with somebody and they are doing or saying something that I don't necessarily like or agree with, if I'm ready to go, I just need to go. Because being on a date with somebody who is, you can feel them judging you, it's not fun.
It's very uncomfortable.
So, it is. And you,
you shell up because then you're ready to go home because you're like, I don't want to say or do anything else that's going to embarrass me. Because you can't, mm-hmm. you can't be like you said, safe. You don't feel safe, like just being yourself.
Yeah, you can't be yourself. Right. You can't, and it's should be on both people to realize when that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say that you have to let everything fly on a date. You don't, but you can end it at any point.
Right.
Like you really should not be just sitting on a date with somebody who you don't feel safe with, or you just feel like is whatever kind of judgmental thing you can think of. Like, just go. 5. You're comfortable with your sexuality. Now, this one might throw somebody off, but it says it's hard to have a healthy, mutually satisfying relationship and sex life if you aren't comfortable in your own skin yet. Whether you're the kind of person who takes things slow or if you have a high libido and place a lot of value on having an active sex life, the most important thing is that you're aware of what works for you and what you want when it comes to sex, because the feeling... Because feeling confident about communicating your wants and needs to be the first step to mutual pleasure. And I think as far as casual dating goes, that's important, because whether you're having sex with this person or not, someone can feel like sometimes there is still sexual tension, whether you intend for there to be or not.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell when a person is uncomfortable with that. And sometimes that can make the other person uncomfortable, or you spend a bunch of time trying to make the other person feel comfortable, and that, you know, so just kind of like getting comfortable, at least you don't got to talk about it on the first date, but practicing getting yourself comfortable with how you feel, maybe what you want, and not necessarily waiting for your partner to show you all of that,
mm-hmm.
can help a little bit with that, because you don't know when your partner is coming.
Right.
You just are going to meet all these people, and it kind of helps with your confidence too. And keeps you from getting pressured into things that you don't necessarily want to do.
That's very also. True.
And 6 is that you're thoughtful. That one kind of speaks for itself too. Nobody wants to even begin to build any kind of relationship really with somebody who's not thoughtful. Whether it's we go on a couple dates and we realize we're better off as friends or whatever, what have you. Like, again, you're taking up someone's time on a date, so use it thoughtfully.
Mm-hmm.
Be considerate. You know, make sure that they're okay. Listen when it's your time to listen. Talk when it's your time to talk. Pay attention to them. Don't be on your phone the whole time. Do something nice. Pay attention to the things that they say on the date. And then on the second date, maybe recall something.
So that they said. That she paid attention.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, just be thoughtful.
Be present.
Yes. That is a really good way of saying it, too. Be present. And then 7, you understand compromise. Sometimes your partner wants to go out to the bar when all you want to do is stay at home in your pajamas. The key to any relationship, compromise. Now, we're talking about casual dating.
Mm-hmm.
This, I think...
I feel like compromise is a choice in the dating stage.
Yes, it absolutely is. I don't think that you have to compromise a bunch of stuff too early. I also don't think that you have to go on a date you don't want to go on just because the other person wants to go on it. You don't right. have to. Unless that is you being thoughtful. Unless you really already like this person enough that seeing them enjoy something would make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Then fine. But if I hate whitewater rafting, I don't want to go on a whitewater rafting date. Like, I just don't.
Right.
And... I'm sorry. Like, especially if it's like our first or second date. Like, sorry, I'm not going on that. And I actually do like rafting. I just brought that up. I don't know where that came from. But
I was like, oh, well.
But like, I mean, compromise is something that once you guys get to know each other a little better, you can think more about that, especially when you start realizing what you already have in common. Then you can start thinking about the things you would have to compromise on. Mm-hmm. Like, we already like these things. We already have these things in common. This is really fun. When would be the times when we would have to do things for each other instead? Yeah. But yeah. So those are seven signs that you would be good at dating. Now, I also found this article on Refinery 29 about, excuse me, I cannot clear my throat. It says, is it possible to be good at dating? So this article really kind of explores the thought that it's not important to be good at dating. And I was like, okay, where is this going?
Right.
So... Oh, shoot. Let me find the paragraph that I wanted to read. Okay. So here's one. It says, all right, I'll entertain the idea. If dating is a skill set, what does that look like? When you boil dating down, it hinges on what I look like, what I sound like, and what my body language says. These are all things that I like to keep pretty natural. If I was to falsify the natural presentation of who I am in order to be better at dating, does that not suggest I'd have to keep up a charade until death do us part? Hmm. I don't want to be good at dating. I want to be myself, sitting across from someone who is himself with dating skills complementary to my own. If I change my dating skills, change who I present to others in order to be better at dating, isn't that like lying? And so basically the premise of this article is to what we say all the time is that it's not about appealing to everyone.
Right.
It's about finding someone that you like and letting them like you back. Mm-hmm. So this person is saying to be good at dating everyone is not a thing. Like in terms of what a successful date looks like, a successful date doesn't have to be that you guys end up in a relationship or that even the date goes well. Right. The success of the date could be that you went on the date and you presented your best self and the two of you just kind of didn't
mesh.
Turn out, you didn't mesh. And that's fine. If the both of you showed up who you are, that's kind of what we were saying before. Those are what makes you a good dater, is that you're showing up as yourself. You're being decent though. You're being mm-hmm. thoughtful. You're being kind. You're being open, wanting to have fun. But you're not kind of like putting on this facade or charade so that you can be appealing to everyone, because that's just not realistic. You're not going to be appealing to everybody.
Right.
But at least at the minimum, you're at least attractive to a person who asks you out on a date or who you have asked on a date. Oh my God,
at bare minimum, please. Like, attracted to the person you dated.
In some kind of way, whether it's physically, whether it's you've seen mentally. Them in a professional setting and you are really impressed by them, whatever the case may be, like there's something about them that makes you want to see them. Mm-hmm. And so you go on this date, you present your best self. And if the date does not go well, then it just doesn't go well. And that's fine. You didn't fail at anything. You just had a date. And the end of the date was that we are not a couple. And that's fine. Next date. Like, right. It's okay. So I think that's really good advice, that you shouldn't seek to be good at dating across the board. You just need to be a good person who is going on dates
with people searching that for you like, and you can be yourself.
Exactly. And lastly, that leads to the last part is, what does it look like to be successful or unsuccessful in a relationship now? Because now we already talked about what it looks like to be good at dating. Now mm-hmm. we're going to talk about what it looks like to be good at or bad at relationships. So what does it mean to you to be good at relationships?
For me, it's just like really being a partner. Like that, I think that is the biggest part of a relationship, is understanding like it's not just me anymore, it's two of us. And I'm not saying that you have to treat the partner as if they are your forever partner immediately, or as if you're married, because I mean, there's a difference in that too. But I think a successful relationship is like willing to choose that person over and over. Mm-hmm. Until y'all don't want to choose each other anymore. You know, like, I think That is when you start to think about somebody that you're willing to compromise for, that you're willing to try new things for, learn new things. And that you are content with that. I think you can fail at a relationship when you are expecting more of the person you chose when they've presented who they really are the first time.
Woo! That's a good one. That'll preach. I think that a person who is good at relationships is a person who thrives in a commitment. Like, mm-hmm. they're good at sticking to their word. They are good at, being considerate. You're good at compromise. You're good at being thoughtful. Mm-hmm. You're good at problem solving. Like, those are things that make you somebody that's good on a team. Good as a partner.
You show up. Even if it's on your bad days, you still show up.
Yeah, that's in some important. Capacity. Yes. And even if it's to show up to say, I am having a really hard time right now. Mm-hmm. And then your partner can pick up, where you're lacking. But again, that's two people wanting to be good partners for one another. Mm-hmm. I don't think, and here's something that a lot of people I don't think that the end of a relationship is a failed relationship.
Right.
I think that the end of a relationship is the end of a relationship. You fail at a relationship when maybe you have been a less than good person. Maybe you in the relationship did not bring your best self and you harmed the other person in the process.
Yeah.
That was your failure. That's fine. You deal with it. You pick yourself up. You apologize. You make amends or whatever you got to do. And you grow from that and you learn from that. It's okay. But a relationship not working out does not necessarily automatically spell failure, because you're dealing with two people, two complex human beings. Sometimes the end just has to occur, and that is also okay. Dude, because you have never been married does not mean that you have a string of unsuccessful relationships. It means that you've dated, you've loved the person you're supposed to be married to. There you go. And that's okay too. And everybody, I mean, every relationship is not destined for marriage. So it's okay for that to not be your success point. For you to go in, bring your best self, love hard, and compromise, do all the things that make yourself a good partner and learn how to be a better partner specifically for the person that you're with and that you love and care for or whatever. That is being good at relationships. This article is from medium.com. Mm-hmm. Mind you, the person who's bad at relationships is all the opposite of that. Like, you cannot commit. You never stick to your word. Like, I cannot stand that. Like,
sometimes all you got is your words. So, when you just loose with that, you don't care about, disappointing somebody.
Oh my gosh. And you're selfish. You think that the relationship, if you're not happy, nobody is happy.
Right.
And that's not a good way to do things, especially if y'all plan on having kids. I think that is a terrible philosophy to have when trying to raise kids.
Because what are you going to do on your bad days and your child still needs attention?
Yes, and your child should never suffer because you suffer. And it's okay to communicate with your child that you're having a bad day, but you shouldn't make them have a bad day because you having one.
Right, and stop making us have bad days because y'all got bad days.
Okay? Man, what? So, yeah, a person that is bad at relationships is going to be bad at all the things that make somebody a good partner. That commitment, that listening, that compromise, the desire to just be there and show up for somebody. If you don't have that, wait till you get it. Jump into a relationship.
And sit there and be nothing and be awful. Because Imani and I have been talking about that, about men that don't like to break off relationships. So instead, they just are a horrible person. Until the woman leaves
for you
them.
To get fed up.
Right.
Like, what?
And then some I saw in the comments, they were like, well, what if she never gets fed up? And the dude was like, well, then I'm going to stay. And that is the reality, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't. Waiting for someone else to break up with you, knowing that you don't want to be with them, is ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. Just don't be with them. It's okay. Especially if you're going to do whatever you want on the side anyway.
Right.
Why don't you just break it up?
Because they want an out. They want somebody else to give them a release. And women do that. We want it too, but we want it because the guy is acting like he don't want to be in it anyways. And for me, because I've been in that situation, I'm like, bro, I just want you to just admit that you don't want to be in a relationship anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I should not have to do that for you. I shouldn't have to carry that. But if I gotta carry it, ladies, sometimes we just need to put on our big girl pants. It ain't who gonna wait it out the longest and just be like, you know what? This man don't want to be with me. So let me go about my way.
Yes. And sometimes you don't even gotta be mad about it.
No.
You just need to, it just needs to be a realization that this is not going to work, or this person is not trying, or this person does not stick to their word, or this person is not the person I need for a relationship for myself. Like, mm-hmm. with me, I need something else, and this person just is not the person that is going to be able to give me that. We can part ways amicably. It can be like, I love everything about you but this. Like, I can't be in a relationship without this thing that is missing, and it's okay that you can't give me that. It is okay. We can just break it off and move on. Right. There's an article about, I wish, like, if I had the time, I would read this whole thing, because it is actually pretty good. But it's on Medium.com, and it's about, the title is, "You're Not Bad at Relationships, Your Relationship with Yourself is Bad."
Ooh.
And Here's How to Fix It. And the more I read, I was like, this is so true. Like, people who are bad at these things usually have some self-esteem issues, some kind of the commitment issues are their own problem. Mm-hmm. They're not the problem of the other person. You know, they don't have a lot of courage, and there's a lot of these kinds of descriptions, like their relationship to compassion might be off, because you yell a lot, and when you yell a lot because you think you need to get your point across, but you don't listen when it's somebody else's turn to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have a bad relationship with, like, shame. And it's just really, really good. And I wish I could go through and read it. Hold on, let me see. Anyway, I don't know. I can't find it. It's a long article, and I cannot find the paragraph that I'm looking for because, of course, I exited out of the article before I made a note, but go and read that. It's on medium.com. And just explore the idea, sit with the idea that sometimes you're not bad at a thing. You don't have a healthy relationship with yourself, and go to counseling or go read some books that will help you unpack some things for yourself, get a journal, do whatever you got to do to feel better about yourself. Even if you don't think that you feel bad about yourself, there just may be some things that you struggle with that you didn't even realize.
Mm-hmm.
So just do the work to figure that out. If you find that all of your relationships end and it's usually your fault or something like that. And then the last one. Oh, actually, there is no last one. Let's just talk about people who date for a moment. Who date and they are let's see. I'm dating. I'm back on the dating scene. I'm a person that's good at relationships but bad at dating. What does that look like?
Mm-hmm. Wait, didn't we just try to kind of cover that though? It's like, or are you saying like in addition?
We talked about what the good and the bad look like, but what would dating someone who is good at relationships but bad at dating look like?
You know, so that's what I always struggle with, because I feel like the people that are bad at dating are typically bad at dating with that person. I don't see how you could be bad at dating me and we still make it to a relationship.
I agree. I think people who are generally not good at dating are just people. If you say to me, I'm not good at dating, but I'm really good as a girlfriend, what you're saying to me is, I actually don't take the time to get to know people. I just want them to commit to me. That's what I hear when somebody says you are bad at dating, but really good as a girlfriend. Because how do you even get to be a girlfriend if you're bad at dating?
Right.
Like, did you really get to know the person? Did you really get to know enough about enough people to make a decision on whose girlfriend to be.
Yeah. And I think some people say that they're bad at dating without like really understanding what they're saying when they say that. Because like for me, for you to say you're bad at dating, gosh, I kind of wish you would have had my friend on the show so he could explain his perspective because he feels that he is. But when you say you're bad at dating, but you're good at relationships, to me, you're contradicting yourself because how can, if you are, now it's one thing if you say you're bad at dating right now because you're just not in the space to date right now, but that also means you're not ready for a relationship right now. Because right. when you tell me that you're bad at dating, my assumption is that you struggle committing to something because it's mm-hmm. not the if you enjoy relationships but you don't like dating, it's not the interacting with people itself that you don't like. You don't like having to commit to interacting and pursuing somebody. You don't want to make the commitment for that time to go through those different phases before you get to a relationship. So how am I supposed to believe that you're willing to commit to me full time after that if you can't even commit to the process before it?
That is real. That's real. And in the reverse, if somebody is really good at dating and bad at relationships, I hear that you have commitment issues, or you don't have a strong enough intention to commit, which is fine. You don't have to commit to everybody, but leave me alone if you're not going to. Like, yeah. just say
or date people that are only wanting to date people that are only wanting to date. Don't date people yes. that want to be in a relationship and then say, well, I like doing relationship stuff, but I'm not ready for a relationship.
Yep. And yes. And honestly, if you like doing relationship stuff, but you telling people that I'm good at dating and you bad at relationships, like being irresponsible. Exactly. You just irresponsible. Just plain irresponsible. Just if you like dating, that's fine. If you want to, you know, get to know a bunch of people, have a good time with as many people as you want, fine. As long as you're upfront about that, like we were saying. And then no, do not jump into a committed relationship if committed relationships are what you're bad at. Mm-hmm. And figure out why that is. If you right. would like to be a better at either one of them, dating or relationships, figure out why that is and do the work to change it.
I will say one of the characteristics that I feel like of a bad dater for me is someone who says that they don't want a relationship and they expect time commitments from me of someone that's in a relationship. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. like if you say that you're not ready for a relationship, I feel like you should be open to the fact that I say I don't want to spend all of my time with you. Yep. Because maybe I am in a phase of dating, but maybe I'm dating with the expectation that I'll end up dating somebody I want to be in a relationship with. So I can't give all my time to you because that's basically saying that this vacancy isn't there. Like
that's you asking me to waste my time. Right. That's what that is. Especially if I don't believe in I'm not ready for a relationship right now, but if you stick with me long enough, I'll be ready. I believe in I'm not ready for a relationship right now, so I'm not going to hold you up. I would love to spend time with you. I like you. I want to, you know, and that's even with me. Like if anybody that I've told I wasn't ready for a relationship with, I was very firm on that. I will not be doing all the stuff that you think a girlfriend should do because I'm not going to be your girlfriend. And if ever I change my mind, or I'm not making you wait until I change my mind, it is right now. We are not going to enter a space of committed relationship because I'm not ready for that. So let's take things in a way that is not that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to hold you up. You can date other people. You can, you know, spend your time how you want. I like spending time with you though. And I, you know, would love to hang out with you as much as possible. But when you can't, you just can't because I'm not your girlfriend.
Right.
And you ain't my man. So I do believe in giving people that space. If mm-hmm. you're not ready for something, don't say I'm not ready right now, but just stick with me because eventually I'm not ready right now. And either I'm going to do the work to get ready and you can do what you want in the interim, or don't be saying you're not ready. If you are, well, no, just get ready and then leave people alone till you're ready.
Right.
But that's it. That's it for digging the scene. I felt like that was supposed to be shorter, but you know.
It's okay. We can move on. Education. It's all good. Okay. So.
I hate Facebook. Sorry.
Because I had a story pulled up ready to read. So I told you I was going to read one of these dating stories from this Black millennial and degreed and whatever it's called group. So. Let me see.
Oh, yeah.
There was one that I was about to read, and of course, it has. I mean, this girl legit just had. Sorry, guys. It like I opened my phone and it was there, and then it just disappeared because Facebook really feel like, oh, you got new notifications. You got to read them right now.
Okay, I found it. Okay, so we are now in the Rescue Me segment. If this is your first time visiting with us, listening to us, the Rescue Me segment is a segment where we allow our listeners to participate in the show. In this segment, we either read or listen to dating stories that have been submitted by listeners. Sometimes we give tips on how to avoid certain things that may happen in these situations. If you'd like to participate and be a part, you can email us at savethedatesos@gmail.com, or you can record yourself and send that to us via email, or you can send it. You can go directly to anchor.fm/savethedateshow and you can record your stories there. So let's get into this story. I'm not going to read the girl's name, but this is a story that was in the Black and Single Millennial and Agreed Facebook group. Okay.
Oh, Christ.
Right. It's so long of a title.
That name just wears me out.
So long of a title. So long. But you got to be all three to actually get accepted.
I know.
Group.
That's why it wears me out.
Black Single Millennial Degreed. Except they put all these ands in there, and that's what be stressing me out. Black and single and degree. Oh no, excuse me. Black and single millennial and degreed.
Child.
That actually don't make sense. Anyways, a couple of months ago, I was asked on a date by someone who I work with. We already had a show on this. If y'all have not listened, I think the show is Don't Eat Where You Radicated. Check it out.
Oh, excellent. Yes.
I accept.
Redacted, not radicated. Oh. Verbalize what you said.
Oh, I'm tired. Okay, listen, my eyes is barely open at this point. Okay, a couple months ago, I was asked out on a date by someone who I work with. I accepted the date because I've been telling myself that I wouldn't get in my own way of possibly meeting and dating dating new people, especially men that aren't really my type. So fast forward to today. The day of the day, he calls me at 10 a.m. saying that he didn't really like the way the weather looked, so he suggested that we move the date up. I said, okay, I go to Walmart to get my stuff that I need, hair ties, gel, etc. Go home and start getting dressed. Text him before I got in the shower to let him know that I would be ready at 12:15. I was ready at 12:05. I text this young man and told him I was ready. He didn't respond, so I FaceTimed him. Okay. That's a bit messy to be FaceTiming somebody just because they didn't respond to your text message and y'all just getting to know each other. Okay. My personal opinion, I probably wouldn't have FaceTimed him. But anyways, do y'all know this Negro was sleep? Curtains under the cover sleep. He says to
what?
Me, give me 10 minutes to get dressed. So he,
jail is where you can go.
So he gives me his address to meet him at his house. I pull up, waiting in the car. He FaceTimes me again with his towel still around his waist and brushing his teeth. I said, okay, are you about to get dressed? He said, yeah, I'm coming down in 10 minutes. So I'm waiting in the car. He finally...
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I had an alarm go off. I'm sorry. He finally comes down with his dog on the leash because he needs... Girl, what?
Oh, absolutely not. No, ma'am.
I'm mad
no
already.
Ham and
I'm
no
already mad.
Can't.
I'm already mad.
I'm
like,
upset.
Bruh... What you push the date up and then you doing all this carrying on?
Let me tell you what I wouldn't be doing.
What I would do,
I'm gonna tell you when you get to the
end. But okay,
I wouldn't have came over there.
Right, he does that. I'm on the phone waiting for him, and here's the passenger's side door open up. It's him. I said, you not driving? He said, nah, lol. I don't want you joking on my little car or whatever. I said, okay,
Candace, this story is stressing me. My hands are all in my forehead right now. What is this man? Anyway,
a child.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Especially when you've been asking her out and y'all work together. Like, come on, bro.
I can't. There is nothing more annoying than someone who asks for your time to play with it. Like,
playing
this.
With
Don't
it.
Don't play with me. Do not play Girl. With me. I'm grown. Like, we are 30.
Girl.
Plus.
She said, he said, nah, you can drive. Mind you, he has a decent car, is what she put in parentheses. So
it don't matter.
Right. So I'm like, okay, so where am I taking us, being that I'm driving? He said, it's up to you. Nigga, what?
Candace.
And she literally put nigga. Please.
Please.
She said, nigga, what? You asked me out on a date. At this point, I'm just like, bro, I done got dressed, everything, pictures attached. Oh, she has a picture for us. Okay. So I'm like, let's go to ocean, go to the ocean front. He says, okay, get there. The clouds are super suspect and it's chilly. So I get on, So I get back on the interstate to drive back to Norfolk to go to Waterside, where it's super nice out. The main local restaurant was actually doing outside sitting. So I started to get a little excited. This Negro says, you're going to be mad at me. I said, why? He said,
he left his wallet.
Girl, I've been in one of these situations before. I forgot my money in my car. So at this point, I'm ready to just take this Negro home and carry my ass home. So I go back to Virginia Beach to his house to get his money. And on the way, he's like, let's just get...
No way. Is she serious?
Girl. He's like, let's just get some food and wine and go to the park and talk and eat. So we go to Food Lion, get two different bottles of wine. Then this nigga says, you want some chicken and some wedges?
I can't listen to the story anymore. It's really stressing
no,
me out.
No, we got to finish. I need to know how this ends.
I can't. It just keeps getting worse. What is happening?
I said, man, get what you want. Get what you're gonna get and let's go. So he buys the stuff and we go to the park. I'm like, did you bring something for us to sit on? He said, it's a table and bench out there. Get there. All the benches are taken. So we ate in the car.
Oh, my word.
As I'm sipping wine and just looking completely fed up, we started talking about Boosie. This is where it gets interesting. He says he doesn't agree with Boosie or D-Wade, etc. And then proceeds to say he doesn't believe two men engaging in sex is natural and that two women is natural because women are meant to be penetrated anyway, not men. I said, that's your opinion. Then he starts talking about how long people be going without sex, etc. And asking how long has it been for me?
Oh, Candace.
I said 6 months. He said, dang, that's a long time. I said, yeah, nothing is changing today. I said, nothing is changing today. You're not about to make me baby mama number two. And plus, I'm not about to give you anything after today. This nigga proceeds to pull a Magnum out of his fanny pack.
You should have called the police on him. Fanny pack? Wait a minute. Wait a moment. Pause the story. Is that what he went to get out of his car? A fanny pack with his money in it?
He better have got that shit out of his car, because why was you walking around with an empty fanny pack, sir? What? Why are you wearing it, but let alone why is it empty?
I mean, I don't have anything against like a crossbody fanny pack. I don't hate them for men. But what? Like,
why is
what
it
is
empty?
Going on? Why and why did you need to show me that there was a Magnum in it? I just said I'm not having sex with
and
you.
And he pulled it
I
out.
I left him right there in
she
that part.
She said he pulled it out, held it up, and made a smirking face. I look at him like, so? I'm like, Ed, this was whatever it was. It starts the car to pull off. This nigga says, so did you enjoy yourself? You want to do this again? I said, maybe, maybe not. Took his
I
ass
actually
home.
I want to mace you.
Right now. First of all, he got put out a long time ago. But anyways.
A long time ago. He would have been.
Girl. Ooh. She said she took him home. He took both of the wine bottles.
Girl. Unbelievable.
He is trying all of it. She said, I never felt so undervalued. He didn't put any effort into the date. Not his outfit, had on a wrinkled-ass button-down, wearing Girl. It open, and a white beater underneath. He didn't have on any type of cologne. He was very underprepared, and just completely... This is
terrible.
He probably
this
had on terrible. A Tommy Bahama button-up.
Girl. This is really horrible. I'm going to tell you where she messed up.
She messed up when the man answered the phone and he was still in the bed.
That should have made her say. And I'm being dead serious. I'm not saying on no, like, this is why you don't let men do. I'm being dead serious. you had a schedule, he was asleep. You either reschedule the date because you want to go out with him, but not tonight because he's irresponsible.
Right.
Or you notice that he's irresponsible and don't go on a date with him because he has already been irresponsible. And so if he's not apologetic enough to do, you know, be, if he's not overly apologetic, he's taking his precious time with his towel on, like that, somebody that has almost stood you up. He would have stood you up had you not called him.
Right.
Why are you on a date with this man? Why did you go to his, you made it easier for him by going to his house. He asked you on a date. Either he shows up to your house late and overly apologetic because he's the one late and he was supposed to pick you up, or you reschedule the date. Do not make someone you do not know like that, their transgression, do not make it easier for them. That's not what this, that's, if you are going to be disappointed by all the other times they were irresponsible, you should have said no at the first time, or you should have gave them an opportunity to make it right. But you didn't do that.
He was a joke.
Yeah, a unfunny joke.
There's no like, way around it. He was just a joke. He was a full-on
no way that if I'm ready and I told you when I was going to be ready and you don't answer my call or text, I'm not coming to your house.
I'm not FaceTiming you. I'm going to text.
I would have FaceTimed.
I'm going to text one more time. Like, this is my thing. If I text before I start to get dressed, because if you're not responding, I promise you, if I put on some makeup and I do not hear back, you will be blocked. That's the quickest way to, like, never hear from me again, because you done pissed me off. Because I don't even wear makeup. So, wear it often. So if I sit there and I put on makeup because I want to go, like, I'm saying, you know, I want to get cute, try to have a good time. You rushed me. You rushed my date up. Like, we had a date later in the day. You rushed me. Yeah. And then you talking about you sleep, give you 10 minutes. I'm not your home girl. You asked me on a date, you jerk. So that would have been infamy.
I would have been like,
you messed up when you had, the fact that you had to FaceTime him. I wouldn't have answered if you would have FaceTime me, because I don't like people that I don't know like that FaceTime me.
I don't either.
I've been on dates with people and they try to FaceTime me after and I ignore their phone call. So
I'm not above FaceTiming if I am expecting something though. Like if I told you I was gonna be ready at 12:15 and you ain't here and you don't answer my text, I might FaceTime.
I might call. I ain't FaceTime.
Or call, either one.
That FaceTime might piss me off. So I probably would just say, like, you're a joke. I would have just been like, you know, stay in
there's
the bed.
There's no way that he, because you ain't even left your house, cover,
girl.
And I would have been like, oh, okay, I'll just come over there. No, we're not. It would be different if that was my boyfriend or something, and I knew he was like really, really tired. And at that point, I would have been like, stay right there. It's fine. I'll bring food over. We can chill. This is a person who is asking for your time.
And playing with
which
you.
Means they have to, yes, they, which means they should. And it would be the same if you ask for his time. I'm, you know, whoever asks who on a date, you, that is your opportunity to show them something. And what he showed you was, one, he was inconsiderate of your time because you told him the time, he told you a time for the date. You told him the time constraint and he missed it because he went to bed. Like, not just he fell asleep on the couch, he was under the covers
with the curtains closed,
like sleep.
He wasn't even trying. He had already made up in his mind he was gonna be late when he laid down.
Yes. So even if, let's just say you excused that as just a mistake, which it was not, but you just excused that as a mistake and you went to his house, the second strike and the final strike would have been him not having a plan. He asked you on a date and then told you is up to you. Absolutely not.
Second strike was
you asked for my time and had no time for it. Like, you asked for my time and had no plan for it.
No.
For what? What am I supposed to do with that?
Acting like you didn't ask me on a date. Like, that's why I'm like, were they casual friends before this date? Because you would not have came outside walking your dog in no shirt and wife beater after I've already been sitting outside waiting on you and thinking we were still going somewhere. That's not a date. Y'all must
there's
been,
no
like,
way I would have
you must have thought we were going to drinks or something. Like
yeah.
No. I'm sorry, girl.
The rest of the date was irrelevant because there's no, I don't have any advice for it because you shouldn't have went on it. Like, you shouldn't have gone any farther than your own home.
And that man makes you eat chicken wings and potato wedges from Food Lion in your car.
In your car.
Sitting watching
everybody else in the car. Okay. Then, like, I don't, absolutely not. That ain't about being a man. That ain't about being courted. That is somebody wasting your precious time after they asked for it. And that is unforgivable if you ask for it. Do not waste my time if you ask for it.
Please go tell everybody. No, don't tell nobody, actually, because it's kind of embarrassing. I was about to say, go tell everybody he's trash, but keep that to yourself.
Yes. I just had a man. I just was telling Candace, I had somebody who had asked me on a date before and had to take a rain check, which that's another story, but had to say, and it was my birthday, mind you, had to take a rain check and then told me, okay, well, just hit me up when you're free.
No, I was free. You canceled.
I was free on my birthday and you needed a rain check. So how about you plan something and invite me to it? And maybe I'll show up to it, or maybe I'll need a rain check. Like, no. If I wanted to go somewhere with him, I would show up to it. But there's no, what is the effort? Why would I call you like, hey, I'm ready to go on a date now?
Right.
Like, no.
Hey, are you free to take me on that date that you owed me?
What? Right. What do I look like? And I'm not free. Like, I'm just not. So if you're waiting for me to tell you when I'm going to be excited to go somewhere with you, you're going to be waiting. You need to plan something and maybe I'll get excited. But anyway, we're not going. I'm not going anywhere with him. Yeah, girl, he tried it and you let him. So don't tell nobody else about that.
Nobody. Keep it to yourself. Tell the whole Facebook.
Keep it moving.
It was awful. Okay, so that wraps up the Rescue Me segment. There was a lot of rescuing and we needed to just like throw her the lifesaver as soon as he.
Girl, my heart, my chest was hurt.
Because my God.
Listening to that.
You could have avoided all of that wasted time and gas. And honestly, you should have sent him a Cash App request for your gas.
Okay.
Because y'all drove and you had to drive him back to his house because he's a child. And then, like, he was a walking disaster. So you should have charged him for your time and gas. That wraps up the Rescue Me segment. Again, if you want to have your story submitted, you can email us at savethedaysos@gmail.com and we can move on.
Okay. Okay. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm very flustered from that letter. It's just a lot.
It was so bad.
It was so bad. Lord Jesus. Okay. We're in the Trend Watch segment now. This is where we discuss a current or projected dating trend. This one is called vulturing. And I thought this was pretty cool. I didn't know this had a name actually, but this is when someone sees that you're on the brink of an ended relationship and they hover. Like, I like you and I know that you and your girlfriend are about to break up soon, so I'm gonna be your listening ear. I'm gonna, you know, hang out with you a little more so I can be next up, so I can be either your rebound or I can slide in as somebody you like now, capitalizing on your vulnerability, to be honest. Like, I don't think there's a good way to be a relationship vulture. Especially if that's your intention, like see that the relationship is ending and your intention is to get in there next.
Right.
But if you just happen to be around, there you go. If you just happen to be around because that was already your friend, then that's one thing. But
you want to know who's a relationship vulture?
Who?
That lady in Acrimony. Because I watched it today.
I haven't seen that movie.
It pisses me off every single time, honestly. Like, gosh, Tyler, you need therapy. But the man, like, he originally did not even want to share that he was divorced from his wife, of course, because the lady who he ends up being around is the one he cheated on his wife with when they were dating in college. Mm. And so he ends up seeing her as an adult, and they end up having a very brief interaction because he's trying to get his business off the ground. And she works for the company that he's trying to sell it to. She mysteriously leaves her wallet in his truck and his wife's sister found it, and that's how they ended up getting a divorce. Now, whole movie, I never thought she accidentally left that wallet in there. Let me be clear. And I say that because
I ain't even seen the movie, and I know that.
Why did he have to tell you that you left your wallet? Why did you not know that you didn't have your driver's license, your money, for days? Right. Like, why did he have to tell you that? Also, why did you just be like, did you steal my wallet? Did you go, oh, I'm so sorry if your wife found it. Like, she wasn't, it didn't seem like she was genuinely, like, remorseful about it. And then, once they got a divorce, he got put out, so he was homeless, living in a homeless shelter. She let him come stay with her. But as she's, like, as he's bathing, because she told him, you know, he needed to sit, soak in a tub or whatever. As he's bathing, she's giving him this pep talk, like, you know, maybe, like, there's certain people that aren't supposed to be in our lives for this next level that we're about to go into. Granted, that is a real thing. Like, some people, like, are not supposed to walk into the new season with you. Not necessarily always because it's a good thing, because sometimes it could be something bad and it's just something that the person who's in your life right now can't handle, ain't up to the par to support you in that way. But I felt like she was being manipulative because, one, she knew he was about to get this big offer from this company, and then she capitalized on it once he got it, because all of a sudden he's divorced, now he got all this money, now that's your fiance. You ain't been checking for this man this whole time, but you put him on and now y'all get married. So I feel like she was a vulture, because I felt like she judged his wife for being mad at him for him not having a job for like 15 years and putting him out when he was about to have his big break. But he's not the type of man she herself would have ever gave the time of day over them 15 years, because he ain't have a job.
Well,
you see what I'm saying? But now all of a sudden you're so available for him and you want to hold him up when you have not been, it's been another woman holding him up and you just reaping the benefits. I definitely felt like she was a vulture. And again, that movie pisses me off, because that is like, I know it shouldn't be, because we should be able to just get over people or whatever, but that is my worst nightmare, is that you sat there and put me through hell and you go get to be successful in your new relationship and my ass is single about to set your car on fire or something.
Well, I will say, don't be a vulture and be aware of vultures.
Yes.
Who are looking for you to be, you know, in a little bit of a vulnerable state, fresh out of a relationship,
trying to be,
they want to get close to you,
hero
for that. Yeah, there you go. And then don't be a vulture. Like, give people time to heal. Yes. Recognize when someone is in a vulnerable enough state that they're ready to give you a bunch of attention, that because they're not getting what they need from whatever situation is about to end or whatever the case may be. And just give people time. It's okay to be friends with people. It's okay to like be there for them or whatever. It's even okay to love them for real, for real.
Yeah.
But I think you really should take time to see really what a situation is. And then go from there, proceed from there, as opposed to being like, okay, boom, they're ready, obviously, because they are single now. So we can just be together and it's been 2 weeks.
Like, exactly. Be responsible.
Give it some time. Yes, please be responsible.
Especially if you don't know, if you completely got yourself together and then you come in with this person that's already broken and playing. Because you just want, because sometimes vultures just want a shot. They don't even know what it's going to be like to actually be in a relationship with you. They just want a shot because you're single all of a sudden.
Man, especially if they've been thinking of you, like they weren't single the last time you were.
Right.
And then now y'all both single, so they just really want to give it a try, but they don't really want to be with you like that.
No. And it shows, because after you start giving them attention for a month, they act like the person they just faked like they rescued you from.
So,
yep. Be aware.
All right, y'all. Well, I'm going to end the trend watch segment right there and we can move on.
We are on to lessons learned. I am so sleepy. So,
man, what? I'm tired.
I am like stressed out at this point. Lessons learned as it pertains to dating, good and bad dating. I would say the lesson that I learned is that, like I was saying in the beginning, when I was talking about what is a good and a bad dater, probably my biggest lesson is just respecting when I'm not ready to start dating. Because it's not fair to just be a bad dater. I think you should just instead be conscious of where you are at whatever point in your life and be honest about it and say you're not ready to date versus wasting other people's time. That doesn't necessarily make... I think you don't become a bad dater until you make the conscious choice to waste somebody's time because you know you're not ready. So my lesson learned is it's just okay to say no. I don't want to go on this date. I'm not ready to spend this time. And make a genuine effort to have fun. And I don't want to just be there to be in attendance. If I'm going to be there, I want to show up, because I also want to set the expectation that I want you to show up too. Because if we get in a relationship, that's a day-to-day thing that I want and I need from somebody. So that's my lesson learned.
My lesson learned is to not make excuses for your bad habits, whether they're in your dating or in your relationship. Like, it's okay that everything doesn't work out all the time, but also if you have some things that are bad habits that are keeping you from being a good person to someone who's trying to date you or a good partner in a relationship, go figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
And don't make an excuse. It's not just the way you are. Like, you can be better. Everybody can.
Right.
So just figure that out. If you really have the intention of being someone who does better by people, figure it out, work it out with whoever you want, and don't like make someone else have to teach you how to do that as they're also trying to build a relationship with you. Like, just go work on yourself, please. Mm-hmm. Everyone should be doing that regardless. Like, in your adulthood, excuse me, I'm not saying don't date at all until you're a perfect human being, but if you know you have some habits or characteristics or traits that will make it difficult for you to be a good partner or a good person to go on a date with or whatever the case may be, or that you've seen have made it difficult, because sometimes you don't know, you just find out as you go along, just take a step back, evaluate yourself, ask for some help if you need it, and just be conscious of those kinds of things. Don't just float through life like everything is just gonna work itself out. You need to make some conscious decisions about how to improve as a person.
Yes.
Everybody should be doing that. And that'll just make the dating experience more enjoyable for people, to be honest, whether it goes in the direction of committed relationship or not. Like, at least mm-hmm. you'll get to enjoy some things a little more. And that's my lesson there.
Awesome.
Excelente. That wraps up this episode of the Save the Date podcast. Be sure to leave comments on our Instagram, and thank you guys for all this participation. We are trying to get to 1,000 followers on Instagram at Save the Date Show by the end of the year. Yes. I think we can do it. We're going to be a lot more consistent with our posting. Thank you guys for the engagement that helps our posts get seen by more people. Tag your friends, send our page to other people, do all of that. This is a bi-weekly podcast, so you can catch us again here, not next week, but next week on a Monday, excuse me. So to have your story included on the show, as Candace said earlier, you can email us at savethedatesos@gmail.com. You can DM us on Twitter at savethedateshow. You can go to
We have a Twitter?
I mean, sorry, on Instagram.
Oh, I was like, oh, shoot. What's going on?
She's like, ain't nobody told me nothing.
Man, I didn't know nothing.
I'm sorry. And you can also find us on anchor.fm at Save the Date Show and leave us a voice message there. You can send us voice notes in our email also, mm-hmm. and we are able to edit those into the show, which is even more funny. Because yes. y'all tell your own stories in a very hilarious way.
Right.
So, yeah, follow us at Save the Date Show on Instagram. Participate, like us, all of that stuff. And that's it. You got anything else you want to add?
Nope.
Okay, guys.
See y'all. Bye.
See ya. Bye-bye.